Trump announces the Golden Dome. We'll get into that further coming up. But first, Congresswoman Kat Kamick joins us. Good morning, Kat. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I was going to have to call ASO and get a wellness check. They're letting you run the boards today. This is exciting and slightly terrifying.
Well, the secret is actually Nick is from a remote location, not to be specified. And yes, I am here lonely in the studio, just hoping all the buttons work.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah. I'm glad that the witness protection program is working well for Nick.
It is indeed. Hey, what's the latest on the big, beautiful bill?
Woo! We are in the thick of it right now. Last week, and I think I talked to you guys about it, I went through 37 hours mm-hmm. of straight markup in committee, both through energy and commerce and agriculture. And ironically, I had to tell the speaker, I said, you guys made the pregnant lady do the longest markup between the two committees. And they said, oh, well, it's because we knew that you could handle it. But that brings us to today, where now all of the committees have done the work, and it goes into the Rules Committee, which then basically acts as a stapler and puts all the different pieces together, and then it gets sent to the House floor for a vote. Now, reconciliation itself is a very confusing, wonky, weed-type process. So this is about step 8 in a 45-step process.
Oh, jeez.
It is. It's very, very complicated because it is outside the normal rules of the House. It bypasses the 60-vote threshold in the Senate, and so there's all kinds of crazy things that you can and cannot do under reconciliation, and that's why you can only use it once in a fiscal year. So right now, we are at rules. They've started at 1 a.m. this morning. They're still going now. President Trump came and spoke to us yesterday for about 2 hours, and I got to tell you, he is always hilarious, always a funny guy, and was very candid with the Republican conference about the urgency to pass this bill. And there is truth in that, because we need to make sure that we're not raising taxes. His tax cuts from 2017 expire at the end of the year if we don't take action. But more than that, there's so many incredible things in the bill that we do need to get across the finish line. Things like no tax on overtime, no tax on tips. Now, I know that people have been concerned about the Social Security element of this. One of the underlying rules in a reconciliation package is you cannot touch Social Security. It will make the bill fatal. That is the word that the parliamentarians use, fatal. So if you touch Social Security in any way in reconciliation, it all stops. And that's why we couldn't do a full-blown no tax on Social Security. The most that could be done is a deduction, a $4,000 deduction on Social Security. And I take issue with that. I want to see us do a full-blown no tax on Social Security. The speaker has promised to bring that to the floor for us to actually vote on. But there's other great things, border security, getting rid of the Green New Deal provisions. We still have to address the spending elements. And so I'm working with folks like Chip Roy, Mike Lee, some of the fiscal hawks, because we are on an unsustainable path. So for all the good in this bill, there's also some work that needs to be done. And I've got colleagues who say, oh, Memorial Day weekend's coming up and I have a fancy trip. And I said, to hell with your trip. We got a country to save. So it's going to be a very contentious couple of days for sure. But this is, like I said, just one of the many steps that we have to take before then we send it to the Senate. The Senate goes through their process, and then it comes back to the House, and a lot of things happening in this way. And I will say we have worked very, very hard, my team especially, on getting regulatory relief as part of this bill. The regulatory relief, a.k.a. the RAINS Act, not only drains the swamp because it fires the unelected, nameless, faceless bureaucrats, but it empowers us, we the people, because it actually makes your elected representatives, your Congress critters, responsible for all of the rules and regulations that we have to live by, because that's been the bypass for decades. And then on top of that, by the way we have written this bill, it puts $3,100 immediately back into every American's pocket. So it's actually a more substantial savings than the tax bill itself. I've talked to the president about it, as well as basically everyone on Capitol Hill. There is tremendous support for it. But because of the wonkiness and the crazy rules of reconciliation, we've had to be very creative in how we get this done. It's been a tremendous amount of work, but I think that people will be pleased with the product. Anything that we can't get through reconciliation, we're going to double back and try to push through the normal, regular order.
What about these so-called experts that say, oh, this plan is going to raise a debt by, you know, $3 trillion over 10 years?
I would say that the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, which has been inherently flawed for a very long time, they've never been able to accurately predict any of these packages over the years. So I would take that with a grain of salt. And again, these types of organizations, whether it's the Joint Committee on Taxation or the Congressional Budget Office, they are filled with longtime bureaucrats that don't really see the dynamic element of lowering taxes, stimulating the economy, giving long-term certainty to businesses to invest, create jobs. These are the same people that think that government creates jobs. And they, like I said, have been wrong on countless occasions when it comes to their projections. And we know under the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that there was a massive boom to the economy. Families were bringing home more money. The child tax cut credit debit, that doubled. I mean, there's just been so many things that have happened. And, of course, you're seeing President Trump work to bring trillions of dollars worth of investment to the United States. I mean, I can speak just from the working class side of things. My husband, as everybody knows, is a firefighter. Firefighters, police work a lot of overtime. No tax on overtime would be a game changer for law enforcement and first responders, for nurses, for dispatchers. This is a game changer. And so we're trying to make it so that it's bringing more money back into people's pockets, because Washington has never been a good steward of our dollars. And this is going to stimulate the economy. But we have to address the spending. It's out of control. We've got to get a hold of the national debt and the deficit. That's where there's a big hang up. And the other hang up is on salt. The California and New York guys, they really, really want to have a carve out for a special tax deduction, which I have been very vocal about pushing back, because I don't want Floridians to have to shoulder that burden. And so that's something that we're continuing to negotiate and being very mindful of.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand the salt thing, because we don't have income tax here in Florida. We don't have city taxes that I'm aware of in any of our cities.
Correct. And so in our state, it's almost like, you know, we're being punished for doing things right, being fiscally conservative. And what we are seeing in some of these negotiations on salt is rewarding bad behavior from the state. And that's just unacceptable. Another thing that we're working on in this bill is getting rid of a lot of the waste, fraud, and abuse, actually implementing work requirements for people who are on these programs in a way that makes sense. We have seen, particularly in Medicaid, we have over 1.3 million illegals on the system, which is taking money away from those that really need it, people that are, you know, women that are expecting children, disabled individuals, those that have true disabilities. Why would we be catering to illegals? And I've listened to my colleagues on the other side of the aisle defend keeping illegals on the taxpayer dole. That is wholly unacceptable. I cannot believe for the life of me that this is how far and how radical they have become, is that they would rather take care of MS-13 gang members than American citizens. And that's really the current state of affairs.
And it is a sad state of affairs. Totally agree with that. And if we don't see a Memorial Day weekend because you're hard at work, we do appreciate you, Kat. And thanks for keeping us apprised of everything that's going on in D.C. And get some rest every once in a while.
Appreciate it. Gators basketball team is in town. We're hosting them in the Capitol and at the White House as well. So go Gators, go Gators, go Gators.
Go Gators. All right. Thanks again, Kat. Gators and national basketball champs at the White House. Very cool.